Beis Hashem Mizbeach, we begin Perek HaBa'asa, the 14th chapter in the Rambam Maseches Eidos, Laws of Testimony, the Sefer Shoftim Book of Judges, where we continue and finish up the discussion regarding the invalidations for that of witnesses, and specifically we're discussing regarding that of relatives. What if someone was kosher but then became pasul, or I was pasul and then became kosher? As Rambam gets halacha of regarding if someone was a relative but then became not a relative anymore. Someone that you cannot testify of him, which we spoke in the previous parak, because you're not related to him, but he's the husband of your relative. If his wife dies, who was his in-law way of getting into the relationship, even though she left over him children, it is a nisrachik, he's considered distant, and because he's going to be kosher to testify for each other, because he's not considered related anymore, it's only through marriage, and that link has been broken. Halacha Beis, regarding the initial and the end being valid in testimony. So, Misha Yudei L'Chaveda Eidus, if someone knew testimony for his friend, actually Nasa Chasan before he became his son-in-law, but then Nasa Chasan becomes his son-in-law. Or Shiyad HaEidus, so let's say new testimony for him, Vubikech, and he was fully, he had all his faculties. V'achach Nischadish, and then he became a deaf-mute, which is invalid. Or Petuach V'Nistami, or he was able to see and became blind. So even though he could figure out the measurements of the ground, Shumedba, which is what he's testifying regarding it, Umasai Mitzadeh, and he could be definitive regarding its boundaries, but ultimately he became blind. Or Shafai, or let's say he was totally sane, Binishata became mentally deranged. In all these cases, that is a possible to be invalid to say testimony, because ultimately the time of the testimony is he's invalid, even though when he had seen and been a witness, he was valid, but now he's invalid. Now, Avalim Hoyer Yudele Aedis, but let's say he knew testimony for that person. Actually, Nasach Hassan before became a son-in-law. The Nasach Hassan then became a son-in-law. Umesa Bita, but then that guy's daughter died. Now he's not a son-in-law anymore. That link has been broken. Or Pikach, he had his faculties. Ben Nischadish, but then became a deaf mute. Ben then Mechadav Nesmakach, then he got his sense of hearing and speech back. Or Shafai, he was totally sane. Ben Nishat became mentally deranged. Ben Mechadav Nishat, but then became back sane again. Or Petuach, he was able to see. V'nistami, but then he became blind. But then Mechazer v'nispatach, and then he got his faculty of seeing back. Kosher, in all these cases, can be valid. Because Zehakal, this is the rule. Kosher t'chilasa, b'seifa, b'kashas. Anything that in the beginning, meaning when he saw and he was a witness, and then at the end, when he's saying it over, was b'kashas, afbish and nifsal b'in time, even though in the middle, he was invalid because he was blind, because he was deaf-mute, because he was mentally deranged, or whatever it is, but ultimately, the beginning and end, he's valid. Kosher is going to be kosher. Now, tchilas v'pasas, if in the beginning when he was witness to what happened, he was invalid. Av b'shasev v'kashas, even though at the end he is valid, pasal is going to be invalid. You have to be beginning and at the end. You cannot have only one and not the other. Now, the figure, therefore, Misha Yudei Be'edis v'katnim, someone knew something that he's testifying when he was young. Even though he's only testifying regarding it when he's an adult, in the klum, it's not going to be anything because, again, the beginning, when he actually was witness, he was invalid because he was a katan. Halacha Gimel. Now, the Yeshbarm, there are certain things al edus that we rely on the testimony she made that he's testifying kshugadl when he's an adult. Since these are things of rabbinic law, as Rambam continues regarding, there are certain things that he could testify when he's an adult, even though he saw them when he was a minor. And these are the things neman that a person is believed lahoy begadlik to testify when he's an adult amashad abakotne that he saw when he was a minor. Is Neman Adam Leima, a person believed to say, Zek Sav Yodu Shal Avi, this is the handwriting, this is the script of my father, or Shal Rabbi, or my teacher, or Shal Ochu, my brother, even though he's testifying what he knows from when he was a child, Neshekim Shtaris Medivrein, because the validating of the signatures in the document is from rabbinic law. So for that, we're going to believe in what he's saying now as an adult, even though it's what he saw when he was younger. Well, let's say he says, Zoch Ani Baplainis, I remember regarding that woman, Shenistis, that she got married, Vanasla Mining Absulis, and at her wedding, they did the conduct of what they do certain things, specifically when she's a virgin. So, Halvarab Nashim Besulis Nisai is, since most women, when they get married, are getting married as Besulis, Uksubim Debrem, and the halacha of Uksuba, which is what the relevancy is for. So she gets 200 dinar, 100 dinar when she gets leaves the marriage, since it's Medebrem from rabbinic law, so therefore, again, we believe him, even though he only saw this when he was a child. Let's say he says Shamakam Azeh Beis HaPras, that this place is an area of a Beis HaPras, which is there was a grave that was plowed over, where he's believed to say this mission Tumas Medebrem, the halacha of Tumas Pras is a rabbinic tuma, and therefore again we believe him. Or let's say he says Vatkan Hayin Bain B'Shabbos. I remember as a little boy, this is where the Erev used to go to. The Tchum was up until this area, Shetzimtzim HaTchum at Alpayim Amah B'Vav, because the specifics of limiting the halachic boundary up until 2,000 amas, in contrast to 12 mil, that of only 2,000 amos is midabrimus from rabbinic law. So we believe him. Let's say he says, Shoy ish plainly, that man, Yoitzim Ibeis HaSefer, he would always leave yeshiva, litbol, to be immersed, v'lecha b'trumasal erev, and to eat his truma in the evening. Or v'shal yechol gemoni truma, who used to divide with us our truma. Or v'shinim alichim chalo matanz l'plainly koin, or we used to go ahead and take our chalov, when the mama would take the dough and separate a piece, or matanz, or certain kind of gifts. We would give it to that man a koin, and it's al de'atzmoy, meaning his father sent him to give these matanz to that person. Not through someone else, because then maybe he wouldn't be so precise. Or let's say Amali Abba, my father said to me, Mishpachas Ukshere, this family, they're okay as Kahana, Mishpachas Upsul, this family is not okay. Or Vachalna Bikhtasa Shalplaini, we ate from the dried fruits of that person, Sheikhlinu Achab, where his brothers had given us to eat. And this was a process they would do, Kedei Ledia, to let them, everyone know, Shacheyem Plaini, that their brother, that man, Nasa Isha Shein Agenis, they got married to a woman that was not appropriate to him, which this was a certain procedure that they would do. Again, Shekol Ilo Advarm, all these things that we mentioned, Lahach Zegzeh HaKoin, which is to establish this coin, Lecha B'Truma Shel Devarim, to eat rabbinic truma, or to reject him from this, meaning you can't really take this person's testimony to invalidate a kosher coin from eating truma. Rather, he was invalid because of some concern of psul for his kuna. Now, if you don't accept the testimony of the child to validate him, it comes out that he would remain rejected. To believe him, even though he knows this from a child, we're going to believe him because it applies to rabbinic law, like we're saying regarding truma shel devarim. Halacha Dalet continues regarding, now, in contrast, regarding a Gentile who saw then, and then he later converted to say testimony then. Kol Elo, all these things, Shemeid Behem HaGadol, that an adult could testify, B'mashi Yodik Shai Yikotin, to say about what he knew when he was a minor, because like we said, it's rabbinic law. In contrast, Hoyegoy, if this person was a Gentile, or ever a slave, Kesherot Devar Melo, when he saw these things, V'heir Achash Nizgav Nishtach, and now he's testifying after he converted, after he became a freed person, like which is also a type of conversion, they're in him, and there he's not believed, in contrast to a minor, to then who became adult. Halacha Hey continues regarding, what happens if you have a kosher witness who then became not kosher because he became a gazlan? Misha Yidei El Chaveri Be'edus, if someone knew testimony for his friend regarding something, actually Nasa Gazlan, when he wasn't yet a robber, but then Manasseh Gazlan became a robber. So who ain't made al Ksaviyod? He cannot testify regarding his handwriting in the document to verify his signature, because we have to be concerned that maybe he forged and the document, he wrote it today and he signed it today, and he just wrote an earlier date, which was before he became a robber. But now he's a robber, so we're not going to allow him to verify that now. Now, Avon Hurzig Ksaviyod Shabishtar Zebevezn, Koidin Shah Gazlan, but let's say his handwriting had already been established in this document, in the court, before he had become a robber. That's going to be a valid document, even though now he's not a kosher person, but that doesn't invalidate what he had done beforehand. And Mechinim Nasa Chasan, so the Blitzer became his son-in-law. So he made al Kasaviyad, he cannot testify regarding his handwriting, because a relative is invalid to say testimony. But others could testify that this is his handwriting, and that was done before he was a son-in-law. Now, even though, in this case, it was not established in the court that this was his handwriting only after he was already a son-in-law. That's okay. That's going to be valid. She'ein adem ha'posel ba'aveir. You cannot compare the one who's invalidated because of a sin, like robbing, the posel b'kribah, to someone who's invalid because of a relationship like a son-in-law. She'aposel ba'aveir, because someone who's invalidated because of a sin, chashul l'zayiv, we're concerned he's going to do a forgery. So that cannot be done after he became a robber, because maybe he actually forged it now. A son-in-law, we're not concerned about forgery. It's just because he's not, the Torah says it's because he cannot testify. So we can verify that even after he became a son-in-law, of something that he did for him in the document before he became a son-in-law, in contrast to a gazlan, to a sinner, with that you can't do after he already became a sinner. Only if it was already huchzik already beforehand in the bezin, before he became a gazlan. Halacha Vav continues regarding witnesses of a document that invalidate the document. If you have a document that only has two witnesses, because you have more, you could validate it with them. You only have two. And these two witnesses are relatives to each other. Or one of the two are possible by there, are invalid because of a sin that he committed. Even if you gave over this document in front of two kosher witnesses, you have Edom Asira, doesn't make a difference, but the document itself is like a piece of earthenware, because it's forged from inside. So it actually would make it worse than not having any witness at all, because it's intrinsically invalidated, and therefore it's not going to help even that you have Edom Asira. Halacha Zayin. HaKosev Kol Nechasav L'Shnei B'nei Adam Edus Achas. If someone writes his whole estate away to two people in one set of testimony, Now, Va'edim Krevim Le'echad Mimakal Matana. The witnesses actually are relatives to one of the recipients of the gift, but they're not related to the second recipient. Hariyashtar Apostle. The document is invalid, Nishu Eidzachas, because ultimately it's one act of testimony, and therefore you cannot differentiate. Avalim Kasa Bishtar Echad. But let's say you wrote in one document, one, Shin Nesatla Reuben Chatzah Plans. I gave to Reuben that courtyard. And number two, Vishn Satla Shimon Satla Plans. I give to Shimon that field. So those are two different acts for two different people. So even though it's in one document, Nimtzu comes out, Ha'edim Krevim L'zeh or if let's say the witnesses are related to one of the recipients and not related to the other one, Zeh Shem Rechikim Minimat Nasekeyem. As the one that they're not related to, his gift will be valid. Because She'elu She'edius. These two testimonies are considered independent, Af B'Shem B'Shtar Echad, even though they're in one document. L'mazah Demo, what could you compare this to? Lo'imah, someone who says, Hey, you lai Edim, be for me witnesses, Shnesat L'Ruben, Kach V'Kach, that I gave to Reuben such and such amount, and V'Shnesat L'Shimon, Kach V'Kach, and I gave to Shimon this and this amount, and V'Shalavisim Levi, Kach V'Kach, and I borrowed from Levi such and such. Sha'av B'Shekos B'Shtar Echad, even if it's written in one document, and V'Maknesh Echad, and the one who's making these kinyanim is one person. These are three different acts of testimony, which are not dependent on the other. And even though for one, it would be problematic because of a relationship, that will not affect the validity of the other ones.